I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل آئی ہوپ یو گائز آر ان گڈ ہیلتھ دوز ہو آر واچنگ ان دا یو کے مبارک اینڈ کنگریچولیشنز اینڈ ویلکم ٹو ایوری ون اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ ایون اف یو آر ان افریقہ اف یو آر ان امیریکا ان کینیڈا یورپ ویئر ایور یو آر اینڈ یو آر واچنگ یور فیوریٹ انکل دین الحمد للہ یو آر ویلکم ٹو دس پروگرام And hopefully we've got a very packed program today for you guys. And we're going to be having our story time, Islamic manners, Islamic rulings, Sunnah lifestyle. And obviously we have the competition every single week. We have the competition. And today's question will be an easy one. So don't you worry about it. If you think that you need some help, then just shout out, Uncle, we need some help. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, I'll be able to help you as well. I want everyone to participate in this question. So let's officially begin our program with the very first segment that we have. And that is obviously we're going to be giving you the question for today. So what is the quiz, inshallah? Let's see what the question is on the screen.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
14. MashaAllah, there we are. That's the question. You'll be able to see that on your screen as well. The question is, which Prophet alayhi salam is known as Khalilullah? Oh my God, that's such an easy one that you know. You're going to get that as soon as possible. I'm just worried my phone message is going to be blocked because of so many messages coming through. Many prophets, someone is called Zabihullah, someone is called Kalimullah, Safihullah, Ruhullah. But who is the one, that famous and that blessed Prophet of Allah, who has been given the title of Khalilullah. So moving forward now, let's inshallah azza wa jalla move towards our first segment of today. The first segment that we normally have, the segment is called Story Time.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
MashaAllah azza wa jalla. The topic we're going to be starting off with is called forgiving. A very, very beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a person, his character was such that he used to forgive people. Whenever people used to come to him, he would forgive them for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Let me tell you a story about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about his forgiveness. One day, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was resting under the shade of a tree. And a person came and he had a sword with him. And he was one of the enemies of Islam. And he found this opportunity that there is no one guarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he thought to himself, right, I've got the opportunity now. There is no one guarding the Prophet of Islam. He doesn't even have any weapons with him. Now I can take revenge on him. I can, ma'azallah, martyr the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can kill him now. So what happened? He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is going to save you from my sword today? And he started to move his sword about. He goes, my sword is in my hand. Who's going to save you from my sword? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened his blessed eyes, looked at him and calmly replied, my Allah will save me. And as he said that, the other person started to tremble. He started to shake and the sword fell out of his hand. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the sword and said to that person, now you tell me, who is going to save you from my sword? And as the person, he heard that, he also calmly replied that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never ever heard or seen you harming anyone. And I know that you will forgive me as well. And as the person said this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he smiled at him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, go, for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, I have forgiven you. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Now this is one of the generosities of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the reasons why our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is known as the greatest prophet of all time, the greatest man ever to walk the earth. Why? Because he was so generous. So what do we learn? We learn that inshallah azza wa jal, if we ever come across this kind of a situation, we should in return forgive people. Nowadays we live in an environment where no one wants to forgive anyone. You know, our hearts have become so hard and stern that, you know, we become enemies of each other. But there is no one there to forgive him. Yet if we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only forgave the people, but he also forgot what they did to him. Can you imagine that time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was forced to leave Makkah and he was forced to move to Madinatul Munawwara. But when he came back to Makkah as a person, as a Fatih, as a person who conquered Makkah, what did he do with the people? He forgave each and every one of them. And so many people came into Islam. Let's look into our families. Has anyone done anything wrong to you? Has someone said anything to you? If that is the case, then what we need to do is we need to start to forgive each other. We need to start to forgive for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we start to forgive each other, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive our sins. The scholars, they mention that a person who has this nature of forgiving people in this dunya, Allah will forgive that person on the day of judgment as well. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we want Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us in this dunya, what we need to do is we need to forgive each other. People make mistakes. People will do things wrong. Why? Because we have this human instinct. We all make mistakes. We might do wrong things, but that doesn't mean that we don't forget each other. Maybe you fallen out now with your friend. Your friend has said something to you. It's hurt your feeling. But as a Muslim, what should we do? As a Muslim, we should love one another. As a Muslim, we should forgive one another. If I don't forgive my fellow Muslim in this world, do you think that Allah Ta'ala will forgive us on the day of judgment? Your heart should be pure. Don't have any hatred for anyone. You know, don't have this in your heart that I'm never going to forgive this person. Normally we say, well, if he hasn't forgiven me, I'm not going to forgive him. He's thrown a stone at me. I'm going to get a brick and throw that at him. It doesn't, you know, you cannot extinguish fire with fire. It has to be water. So you can extinguish fire with water. And what does that mean? The scholars, they mention that when someone is angry and you become angry over him as well, then your anger versus his anger, things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. So what we need to do is we need to try to forgive each other. Now, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, I've got loads of answers that have come back. Let me read some of these names and we'll continue with our very, very important topic. Mashallah, salam wa alaikum as-salam. My name is Aisha Arshad. I am from Burnley. And the answer is Sayyiduna MashaAllah. Aisha, you know what you've written in the brackets? S-A-W. The scholars, they say, it is haram to write S-A-W. You should write the full Durood-e-Pak. But if it's the name of a Prophet of Allah, then you can write Alayhi Salam, peace be upon him. So that Alhamdulillah Azrael, we can send the whole salawat upon them. MashaAllah. Okay, they've written Alayhi Salam. Yeah, brilliant. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. My name is Hadia Rafiq. I am 10 years old from Bradford. The answer to the question is Prophet. I'm not going to mention the name, but Hadia, you got it right, mashallah. Muhammad Mustafa from Leeds. Brilliant, Mustafa. You've got it right as well. Salam wa alaikum assalam. My name is Naheed Arshad and I am from Burnley. And the answer is excellent. You got it right. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. My name is Ahmed Rafiq. I am 9 years old. And the answer is, everyone's getting their answers right today, aren't we? That is brilliant. Salam wa alaikum assalam. My name is Ali Raza. I am from Dewsbury. The answer to the question is Prophet. MashaAllah. Hey, hope Ali Raza. Is that the same Ali Raza I've got in my mind? If that is the same Ali Raza, then how are you, brother? You're right. Brilliant, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hani Rafiq. I am 5 years old, only five. Mashallah. The answer to the question is Prophet. Mashallah. Brilliant. Salam. My name is Ibrahim Saghir from Stockton. Today's question answer is Prophet alayhi salam. Excellent. You've got it right. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. The answer is the Prophet, mashallah, no name, so I couldn't answer. Make sure when you give the answer, write your name on it as well, because that way you'll have an opportunity to win. Ji, assalamu alaikum uncle, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Hope you are okay. My name is Muhammad Ali Akmal. I am from Glasgow. The answer for today's question is Sayyiduna, do dua for my family. Again, A.S, try to avoid that. And write full peace be upon him or alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll be rewarded for that as well. Yeah, another answer, mashallah, correct answer, alhamdulillah. Zobia from Bradford. I love your channel. I am 10 years old, mashallah. Excellent, Zobia. Jazakallahu khaira. Ubaid Raza from Dewsbury is given the answer, the correct answer as well. And also, we've got, my name is Amira. And it is Prophet, mashallah. Again, excellent there, Amira. You've got it right. Excellent, mashallah. Salam, Uncle Rafakat, a question for you. Oh, it's Ahmed Raza. Oh, he's always asking me questions. Ahmed Raza, what are you doing, bro? Yeah, so Ahmed Raza, first of all, excellent. You've got the answer right. And then he says, who is known as Zunnurain? And whose companion will he be in paradise? MashaAllah. Listen, Ahmed Raza, I ask the questions on this program. All right, brother. Yeah, but MashaAllah. You know, I've got a friend in Manchester. He's called Afzal Bhai. Ask him. If he can't answer you, then you come to me and I'll answer you. Hey, that's put you in trouble, hasn't it? Gee, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Okay. Brilliant, mashallah, Azawajal. I have another answer. Excellent, mashallah, Azawajal. Brilliant, subhanallah. So, assalamu alaikum, mashallah. Brilliant program. Uncle, you are the best uncle in the world. Thank you for your program. And I love watching I Love Islam. It is one of my favorite programs. That's the feedback I was looking for. Excellent, mashallah, Azawajal. Yeah, alhamdulillah, one of the best programs. My favorite program is Madani Muzakara, where we have Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, teaching us about the beautiful knowledge of the deen. But again, let me tell you what the question was so that most of you, if you've missed the question, you'll be able to answer it again. The question was, which Prophet, alayhi salam, is known as Khalilullah? Now also, we're talking about forgiveness, forgiving one another. If someone does something wrong, forgive him for the sake of Allah. Let's mention one saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, ask for the forgiveness of Allah and repent to him. And as I ask for the forgiveness of Allah, and repent to him 100 times a day. Subhanallah. Now, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Ta'ala, the most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is the most forgiving. That is one of the beautiful names of Allah, the most forgiving. We also have Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. We also have As-Sattar. You know, Allah Ta'ala has many, many beautiful names. Now, as Muslims, what should we do? How should we behave in our community? Number one thing is, let's all try to understand that as Muslims, we are all brothers, aren't we? We're all brothers and sisters. We should be helping one another. If someone does something wrong, then for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should forgive that person. No matter what type of thing he has done. For example, if he's eaten something and that belonged to you, forgive him. More food will come. Allah is the one who gives us rizq, the best of sustainers. So he is the one who provides us with rizq. Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. And if someone has taken something from you and he hasn't given it back or he's broken it, oh my God, someone's taken my pen and he's broken it, I'm not going to forgive you for that. No, we should forgive him or forgive her. Anyone, try to be in a mood that my mood, alhamdulillah, my heart is a soft heart. Being soft-hearted is one of the beautiful things that we can learn in Islam. I've got a few more messages. Let's read these messages and then we're going to move forward, mashallah, azza wa jal. Gee, salam uncle, wa alaikum as-salam. How are you today? I am brilliant, mashallah. It's Aliyan from Alden, mashallah. Brilliant, Aliyan. You got the correct answer, mashallah. My name is Hiba Ehsan Attariya, 8 years old from Manchester, mashallah. And Hiba, you've got it right. Masalaam. My name is Iqra Fatima Deen, aged 5. I live in Tinsley, Sheffield. I have 2 brothers. One is called Saifullah and my newborn brother is called Asadullah. MashaAllah. Congratulations, Iqra, on your new brother. Which one is your favorite brother? Is it the big one or the small one? Yeah? MashaAllah. Congratulations to the whole family. Brilliant, mashallah. And she also says, the answer to the quiz is, mashallah, brilliant, alhamdulillah. Gee, my name is Zakaria Ehsan Attari. I am 12 years old from Manchester. The answer to the puzzle, excellent, mashallah. Got it right. Salam, my name is Hamza Hanif from Manchester. And the answer to this question is, brilliant, Hamza. That was excellent, mashallah. My name is Hunain Ehsan Attari, 6 years old from Manchester, and he's also got the answer correct, mashallah, azza wa jal. That is brilliant, and I think I'll have so many of them coming as well. Now, also remember that I've got a message here, Ibrahim Suleiman Attari, and he's also given me the correct answer, mashallah, brilliant, subhanallah. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a reward. Who wants a reward? I want a reward. I always want rewards. Yeah, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee a house in paradise for the one who gives up arguing, even if he is in the right. And I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah, paradise, for the one who abandons lying, even for the sake of fun. And I guarantee a house in the highest part of paradise for the one who has good manners. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. Now just imagine if we all act upon this hadith, we all try to become pious and good Muslims. Can you imagine the reward that we will get from Allah Azza wa Jal? Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not permissible for a man to forsake his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. So we shouldn't be not on talking terms more than 3 days. Each of them turning away from the other when they meet. The better of them is the one who gives the greetings of salam first. You know, like sometimes we fall out with each other. Oh, I'm not going to talk to him. This is what he said to me. But subhanallah azza wa jal, what we need to do is we need to forgive each other. We need to forget anything that's happened. That is the beauty of Islam. So now, let's look at it. Did someone say anything wrong to you, anything bad to you at school? You don't talk to them? Yeah, you don't like them, you're not their friends anymore, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. Yeah, we need to be friends with them. We need to be friends with them. We need to love them as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, and we need to take care of them. More about forgiving and forgetting. He says that give gifts and you shall love one another. Yeah, on Eid, we gave gifts to one another, didn't we? Yes, we did. We gave gifts. We went to each other's house and we ate food. We swapped gifts. And you probably got money from your parents. So remember, what we need to do is we need to move forward. As Muslims, we love one another for the sake of Allah. As Muslims, we love one another for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now what we need to do is we need to forgive and forget. What's happened in the past, let it be in the past. If someone has done something wrong to you, forgive him. Be the bigger one. As they say, be the bigger one. Be the wiser one and forgive them. Because if I forgive someone in this dunya, Allah will forgive me in the hereafter. Inshallah. If I forgive someone in this dunya, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive person in the hereafter as well. Now also, remember, for Allah to forgive us, we also have the ability to forgive as well. If I don't want to forgive someone, oh, that's it, I don't want to talk to him, I don't want to forgive him, I don't want to listen to his name, I don't care what that person says, I will never ever forgive him. Now just imagine on the day of judgment, if Allah says, I don't care what he's done, I'm not going to forgive him, are you going to like that? Obviously, we're not going to like it, are we? So therefore, we need to forgive people here. If I am not ready to forgive people in this world, you know, how come I be thinking Allah's going to forgive me? Now, so alhamdulillah, I hope we can all come into the amour and start to forgive each and every person that I don't talk to, each and every person that I hate, I start to love him for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, swiftly moving on, let's move towards our second segment, which is called Sunnah Lifestyle.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
There we have it, mashallah. There we are. The Sunnah we're going to be learning today is about yawning. Now, as you know, yawning is from the shaitan. You know, yawning is a sign of laziness, a sign that people are tired, and a sign that people are not bothered anymore. I can't be bothered. And, you know, you're sat in your classroom and the teacher, he's talking about something and you're there yawning away because you're so tired. Now, that could be the reason, is because you don't sleep on time. If you don't get to sleep on time, you might not be able to wake up on time. And I always say, yeah, we're never late to school. We're just not on time. Yeah, never ever late to school, but we're just not on time. But Sunnah, today we're going to be learning about yawning. Now remember, yawning, we hear from the ulama, the scholars, that yawning is from the shaitan. Now, yawning is a natural thing. Yeah, it's natural. You can't, you know, you can sometimes control yawning. Yeah, how can you control yawning? The scholars, they say, bite your bottom lip like this. Bite your bottom lip and then that will stop you yawning. If that doesn't help you, think of the prophets alayhimu salam, because they never yawned. Why? Because yawning is an amal from the shaitan, and all the prophets of Allah, the shaitan cannot do any amal upon them. And another thing, if you cannot control yawning, what can you do? If you still yawn, then what you do is you use your left hand and the back of your left hand, put it in front of your mouth like this. Yeah, and then yawn, but don't make any noise. Sometimes people make funny noises, all these kind of noises. We should not be making these noises. It says that when a person opens his mouth, yeah, he opens his mouth and he makes these funny noises, The shaitan makes fun of him. The shaitan makes fun of him. We don't want the shaitan to make fun of us. Who is the shaitan? Why is he making fun of us? No, we want the shaitan to always not make fun of us. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, when we put in our left hand in front of our mouth, inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will save us from the shaitan. Now, another reason, if a person is yawning and he is in salah, so just imagine you had your final women, they put their hands there and men put their hands there. Now, if your hands are folded and you are in your qiyam position and you want to yawn, then the scholars, they say that, yes, you can put your hand on. Yeah, so instead of leaving your left hand, you can just use your right hand to yawn only in the qiyam position. But if you are in any other position, your ruku position, your sajda position, or your attahiyat position, qaida, then you use your left hand, put it in front of your mouth, and then yawn without making any noise. Now, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it says, when one of you yawns during prayer, then let him place his hand over his mouth, for verily the shaitan enters with a yawn. Yeah, so when your mouth is open, shaitan goes into your body. In another mention, it says, yawning is from the shaitan. So if one of you yawns, then let him hold back as much as he can. For indeed, when one of you says, ha, in the act of yawning, the shaitan laughs at you. Now also, it's mentioned that whenever you yawn, make sure that number one, you don't open your mouth, and number two, you don't make any noise, especially when you are offering your salah. Sometimes people will be reading their salah and they'll start to yawn, they'll open their mouth fully open and they'll make so many funny noises, and sometimes that could be breaching, or that could be breaking someone else's salah. Maybe, you know, you're causing nuisance to other people. Maybe some people will say, well, we never knew this. So by watching I Love Islam, you have learnt this beautiful sunnah, and inshallah, you'll be rewarded for that as well. Swiftly moving on to our next topic, Islamic ruling.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam. 14.
MashaAllah, we're in the next, and today we're going to be how to pray behind the imam. Now, this is a very, very important ruling of salah, how to pray behind the imam. Now, for those of you who are watching, obviously, in jama'at, men go to the masjid and they offer their salah, their namaz behind the imam sahab. Women, they stay at home and they offer their salah at home because there is more reward for women, girls, to read their salah at home. For men, it is important that they go to the masjid to offer their salah with the jama'at. Now remember, whenever we pray our salah behind the imam sahab, what we need to do is we need to follow the imam. Okay, so how do you follow the imam? We're going to be learning that inshallah azza wa jal. But I think I've got a few messages. Let me just get these messages read and then we can move forward. Jeez, salam uncle. How are you? Wa alaikum as-salam. I am brilliant, mashallah. Jazakallah khaira. Aisha Adil and Amina Adil from Bristol. Jazakallahu khaira for that, mashallah. Now, okay, whenever we offer the salah with the jama'at, the person standing in front is called an imam. Why is he called? Imam. I-M-A-M. Imam. And the person or the people standing behind the imam are called muqtadi. Muqtadi. So the person standing in front is an imam, and the person standing behind is called a muqtadi. Now, whenever we offer our salah behind the imam, then we need to do whatever the imam does. So when the imam starts his salah, we also put our hands toward, remember, we learned this, that for men, your thumbs touching the ear lobes, hands facing towards the qibla, and you read, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, when the imam sahab says that, we also do the same as well. Not before the imam, but after the imam has completely finished saying Allahu Akbar, then we say Allahu Akbar. Now sometimes, you know what happens? The imam sahab, he'll be saying in a long voice, Allahu Akbar. And sometimes people say Allahu Akbar, and they finish before the imam finishes his takbir. That is wrong. That is not the correct manner. Make sure the imam sahab has completely finished saying the takbir, and then we say the takbir after the imam sahab. And then we fold our hands and we recite thana. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. That is called the thana. Yeah, so we praise Allah. And after reciting the thana, we be quiet. Now, imam sahab will be doing the qira'at. Now, for fajr, for maghrib and isha salah, you can actually hear the imam sahab doing the salah in a loud voice, so people can hear that. But for asr and for zuhr salah, you cannot really sometimes hear the imam. Now, so the imam has the permission to read the Surat Fatiha and the Surat. So he will read Surat Fatiha, he will read the Surat, and then the imam sahab will say Allahu Akbar. And then we also say Allahu Akbar, and we come into the ruku position and we read Subhana Rabbiyal Azim 3, 5, 7, 9, 11 as many times. So we keep reciting that. Minimum 3 times is a sunnah. And then the imam sahab says, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. He stands up straight. And we are supposed to be reading, Rabbana lakal hamd. Or Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. So you can say any one of them. Either Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. Or you can say, Rabbana lakal hamd. And then the imam sahab will say, Allahu Akbar. And he will go into sajda. Now, we are also supposed to say Allahu Akbar and go into sajda. When we go into sajda, we read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la 3 times or 5 times, minimum 3 times. And then the imam sahab will say Allahu Akbar and he will sit. Now, this position is called Jalsa. We learnt about that as well. Now, we are supposed to be saying Allahu Akbar and sit down. You don't read anything. Then the imam sahab will say Allahu Akbar again. And then we go into the second sajda. And then when imam sahab says Allahu Akbar, then he will stand up. We also say Allahu Akbar and we stand up in our second rakat. Now we don't read anything here because the imam sahab will be reading. So the imam sahab will read Surat Fatiha again. And he will read a surat or some verses of the Quran. We quietly listen to the imam sahab. And then when he says Allahu Akbar, we do the ruku again. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Imam sahab will say, we say Rabbana lakal hamd. Then we go into the sajda by saying Allahu Akbar behind the imam. And then the imam sahab will sit in the attahiyat position. Now when he sits in the attahiyat position, we read attahiyat as well. Yeah, shall I read attahiyat to you as well? Okay, I'll read it to you and then we read this as well. Yeah, attahiyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. We read till there. If we are reading Fajr, Or two rakat salah, we continue to read. I think Fajr is the only rakat that is not just stand up after the first qa'da. So when we read Fajr namaz, we continue to read our attahiyat, durood-e-paak, and we read the dua, Rabbi ja'alni, or Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, or Rabbana atina. You can read any dua you want, any dua masura. And then if it's Fajr namaz, Imam Sahib will give salam first on the right side, wait for him to give his salam. Now sometimes Imam Sahib are very, you know, they're a bit, you know, they stretch it. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Sometimes people say, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We finish before the Imam. That should not happen. We should always stay behind the Imam. So make sure he finishes saying, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah on the right shoulder. And then we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then Imam Sahib will say assalam on the left shoulder. We'll do the same as well. But if it is other salah, for example, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib or Isha salah, the Imam Sahib, after reading Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, he will stand up. He will say Allahu Akbar. And we all stand up. Now again, you might be thinking Imam Sahib is not reading anything. He actually is reading something. So what will happen is we stay quiet. We stay quiet, we don't say any word, and we follow the Imam Sahib. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, what we do is we do the ruku, sujood, and if it's the Zuhr or Asr or Isha Salah, the Imam Sahib will stand up for the fourth rakat. Again, we stay quiet and we listen to the Imam Sahib. And then the ruku, the sujood, and then at the end, the Imam Sahib will give salam, and we follow him and also give salam as well. Okay, so alhamdulillah, this was a very important tariqah, a very important manner of how to offer our salah. I've got a message. Assalamu alaikum, uncle. Wa alaikum assalam. My name is Muhammad Zayan Hussein from Southend-on-Sea, Essex, UK. I hope you didn't write Europe, did you? Because we're not in Europe after all. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the answer is, okay, Zayan, I think you've got some homework to do, mate. Because you've given me an answer of Abu Bakr Siddiq. I don't think that is the correct answer. So go back to the drawing board and try to see if you can find the correct answer for that. Gee, you can, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Gee, okay. Assalamu alaikum assalam. Jazakallahu khaira for the program. I'm really enjoying it. I'm watching it with my family. Everyone is giving you salam. Or everyone in your family. Jazakallahu khaira. Wa alaikum assalam to everyone who is watching in your family and in all of the other families as well. Salam uncle, wa alaikum assalam. The answer is Hazrat. I'm not going to mention the name. Gee, that is the correct answer, mashallah. Right, that brings us to the end of this beautiful segment. I hope inshallah next time when we go to the masjid, we can offer our salah according to the way I alhamdulillah explained to you. Gee, next segment is going to be called Islamic Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
There we are. Islamic manners. Be content and happy. Always stay happy and be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given you. What Allah Azza wa Jal has given you, stay content. Yani, stay content means that stay happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given you. Now here, we need to understand, sometimes we might not get everything what we want. Now here, is very, very important. We need to understand that we need to stay happy with what Allah Ta'ala has, alhamdulillah, all the good things that we have in our life. Allah has given us beautiful parents. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us beautiful children. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us a beautiful life. He's given us a beautiful family. Our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunties, our great-grandparents, our grandparents. All this is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, sometimes we might not get what we want. You know, maybe I wanted this, but Allah Ta'ala knows better. It might not be good for me. I think it might be good for me, but it might not be good for me. Yeah, like for example, if I want an ice cream and I cry, I want an ice cream, I want an ice cream. No, I don't care, I want an ice cream. And if I eat that ice cream, I might fall ill. So what happens is my parents, what do they say? No, you're not having an ice cream because you're going to start to cough at night when you sleep. You might, you know, your teeth might start hurting or this and that. Why are my parents stopping me from eating ice cream or sweets or chocolates? It's because they are not good for me. Now, if our parents are stopping us, it's not because they don't love us. It's not because they don't like us. It's because they don't want us to fall ill. That's the problem. That's the reason we need to understand. Sometimes we say, oh, my mom's nasty. She's not giving me anything to eat. Yeah, but she's not. It's not that she's not giving you anything to eat. She's not letting you eat fizzy, you know, drink fizzy pop. She's not letting you eat, you know, other food which is oily food. Why? Because it's not good for you. In the same way, sometimes maybe I've asked for something and Allah Ta'ala has not given me that. Why? Because He is better. He knows better what I want. He knows better what I need. And we always need to be content with Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to be happy with Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever He's given us. And that is a very beautiful dua that we read. And that dua is, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. All praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabb of the worlds, in every situation. Be happy what Allah Ta'ala has given me. I might not be a millionaire or a billionaire, but I am a Muslim. I might not have a best voice than my friend, but still I am happy with what Allah has given me. My dad might not be as rich as my friend's dad. My dad might not be driving a better car than my friend, but still I need to be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given me. Now, this person, he was once walking and he fell down and he hurt himself. And he was, when he woke, he stood up and he said, Ya Allah, thank you very much. Ya Allah, thank you. I am happy. Ya Allah, I'm happy with what you have decided for me. And a person walked past him and he says, why are you thanking? Or what are you thanking for? You've just fallen down. You've hurt yourself. And you are still thanking Allah. And the person replied, why shall I not thank Allah? Because whatever has happened, happened by the will of Allah. It's whatever Allah wanted that's happened. And I am happy with what Allah Ta'ala has willed for me. That is a very beautiful thing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So, Piyar Islam Bhai, Alhamdulillah, my children as well, make sure that whenever we are, you know, anything happens to us, we need to be content. We need to be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has willed for us. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. The more we thank Allah, the more rewards He will give us. Gee, I've got a message. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. My name is Muhammad Zayan Hussein from South End on Sea. And now Zayan has corrected himself and he's got the right answer. MashaAllah, Zayan, that is fantastic. MashaAllah, you've got it right. So again, can you see, if we get anything wrong, no problem. We can always rectify it. We can always get it right at the end. Can't we, Zion? Yes, we can. And also, we need to understand that living in this world, we need to always be happy. We need to stay happy, and we need to be making other people happy with us as well. Now also, we need to think to ourselves, what makes a person happy? Yeah? Now, what makes you happy, and what is the secret to stay happy in life? Yeah, it is that those people who want to be happy, then what you need to do is you need to set yourself some goals, some targets. If you want a bigger house, you want a car, you want a wealth, you want a good career, you want whatever will make you happy, when you set yourself these goals. Yeah. So our goal in life, if you want to stay happy, then our goal in life should be happy with what Allah has given you. There's so many children that are dying because of hunger, because of thirst. So many people's parents are not privileged enough. You know, they cannot afford to buy stuff. Yet we, alhamdulillah, are privileged. Allah Ta'ala gave us money. We live, mashallah, a good life. There's so many people, seriously, who don't get anything to eat. So many people who struggle. Even in this country, there are people who struggle to find a good job. There are people who struggle to eat food as well. I was talking to someone the other day, and they mentioned about someone, and they said that this family is struggling to have, you know, food on the table. And they might not be Muslims, but I'm sure there will be many, many Muslims, sadly, who will be struggling. As you know, prices have gone up so much. We might not, as children, you might not understand, you might not realize this. But there are children, we cry, I don't want this mobile, I want that mobile. I don't want this, I want that, I want this game, I don't want that game. There are people who are in this world, don't even get food to eat. So we're still not happy with Allah. Yeah? So there are people who don't get clean water. Someone sent me a video clip where a child, they had a water pool, and he was putting his glass in there, and it was dirty water, and he was drinking that because there was nothing else that he could drink to quench his thirst. We're still not happy with my mobile. We're still not happy with the games I've got. And these people don't even have water to drink. That's something that we need to consider, don't we? Something that we can think, oh my God, these people don't even have food. I've got food on my table. These people, they don't have good clothes to wear. I've got so many beautiful clothes. These people, they don't have any toys to play with. I've got so many toys. Never mind playing with toys. Sadly, these people, they are not even, you know, they don't even have that. They don't even have the basic necessities as a human as well. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, what we need to understand is that for the sake of Allah, Azza wa Jal, we need to be trusting in Allah, be always happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given you, and that is good for ourselves, and it is good for our hereafter as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's see what the answer is on the screen. There we are. That is the answer. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Congratulations to all of you guys who've got it right. Allah bless you, and please take care of yourself. And what's your favorite program? I Love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.